angels, and welcome back to my channel. I got this board for no other reason than being overly dramatic, okay? Because what's screaming more drama than just having a board where you write your messages on too? Let's get into it. One of the questions I get asked by you so many times is how to stop comparing yourself, because you see all of those beautiful women or men online and you compare yourself to them. You think, oh my god, they're so beautiful, I am not enough. Or, oh my god, they're making so much money, they are driving such cars, they have so...
10 years later.
I don't have that. I don't have this. I don't have this. I want what they have. So I'm here, okay, to cure your comparity problem. To help you find a way out of this. You have to realize that first, beauty is always in the eye of the beholder, okay? Think of the most beautiful person for you right now. I don't know who it is, maybe your mother or maybe a celebrity. But the person you think is the most beautiful is not the most beautiful for everyone. Like your own sister, your own friend could say, oh yeah, they are beautiful, but they are not the most beautiful for me. So beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Beauty is subjective. Everyone finds something else beautiful. This is why it's so unnecessary to compare your own beauty to the beauty of someone else, because there's beauty in everything, okay? In everything. I have this flower analogy that I often use, and it's like when you go into a flower shop, okay? You see tons of beautiful flowers. You see roses, you see tulips, you see peonies, whatever, okay? And you think, oh my god, they are all so beautiful. You don't say, oh my god, yeah, the rose is beautiful, and her beauty makes the beauty of the tulip less beautiful. That's not how you think. So why do you think that just because someone else is beautiful and is existing and sharing their beauty, that it's going to make you less beautiful? That's not the way. That's not the truth. That's your insecurities telling you that you are not good enough. Beauty you have inside of yourself cannot be fought by doing external things. Huge trigger warning. When I was younger, I was having an eating disorder. And I was thinking, okay, when I have this special weight, I will feel beautiful. This is the only thing that I have to do to feel beautiful. And then, you know, I reached this weight and I was like, okay, I don't feel beautiful. Body, why don't I feel beautiful? Like, what's going on in my brain? I thought this was like the missing piece to my confidence, when it was not. It was not the missing piece, because the insecurity was within myself. I didn't feel secure in my body. I didn't think that my body was beautiful. And therefore, I set myself up a goal and I said, okay, if you hit that goal, this is when you feel happy. Same thing goes for everything else. Like some people think, okay, if I have this amount of money, I will be happy. If I have this Chanel bag, I will be happy. If I have this car, I will be happy. No. These are external things, and it's beautiful to own things that you like, okay? But these things are not going to be the solution for your inner problems and your inner struggles. So instead for reaching things on this outside world, on this reality around you, ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel the need to compare myself? Did my parents compare me to my siblings or to other kids all the time? Or am I just very, very insecure about my looks because I got bullied or because I don't feel comfortable within myself? What is the reason? Another thing is, and I always see people doing this, it happened to me as well when I started YouTube, okay? I got so many comments, oh my god, you are like this creator, oh my god, this creator is better than you, or you are better than this creator, or this creator, blah, blah, blah. Why do you feel the need to compare two individuals with each other? And it's not only about social media, this happens for a lot of artists as well, okay? Or singers, songwriters, whatever, that the people take two of them and they put them onto like an invisible stage and they say, oh yeah, this creator or this singer is so much better than them. Why? You don't need to compare two individuals with each other. It's unnecessary. Both have a soul to express, okay? And the way I can express my soul, no one else can do this for me. Like, I can't express my soul a way another creator does, because they are themselves and I am me. The same goes for singers or songwriters. Like, you guys need to stop comparing people with each other and putting them into an invisible contest against each other. Because at some point I was like, oh my God, am I competing with them? Because it made me feel as if I was competing with them, when in fact I was not. Like, I am not competing with anyone. When I see the success of someone else, I think to myself, I'm happy for you. Then I focus on myself back, you know? The more you stop comparing two individuals with each other, the more you stop comparing yourself with another person. Because this whole comparison thing is not going to stop until you realize that every soul has its right to exist. And every soul has its right to express itself and to show the beauty, whether it's physical beauty or it's, I don't know, internal beauty, but every soul has the right to. And you need to stop comparing two individuals just to say that they are better, they are better. They don't care. And at the end of the day, there is nothing to compare to, because you can't compare a cat to a dog, you know? They both have very unique qualities. They both have different characteristics. And the same goes for humans. Every human being is their own unique self. Guys, so you see Salem? She's shy. Salem! What you also need to realize is that this outer beauty, this physical beauty, is the least interesting thing about you, okay? We are all going to age. Aging is a privilege. Aging is beautiful. But at some point, we will be old. And our outer beauty is not going to be as it is in our 20s anymore. It doesn't matter how much Botox we try to get or something. It's not going to be the same, okay? It's going to be different. And when you focused your whole life on being beautiful external, but you never developed internal things to feel beautiful or to give beauty to the world, this is when you're going to feel so lonely, and you're going to feel like as you have nothing to give anymore. I observed this when I was in high school, okay? People who were very popular and very beautiful, this is just my observation, okay? I'm not trying to make this into like a stereotype, but my observation that the people who were very beautiful and popular, they never focused on anything else besides being beautiful and popular. They never had really interests. They never read a book. They never had really hobbies. So after their high school peak, when they got into their 20s, they didn't know who they are, because they never developed anything else, like an interest, worked on the humor, or on anything else they can give to the world. So if you are not doing the inner work, if you don't have anything else to focus on besides your outer beauty, you're not going to be beautiful for yourself and not for others, because you are beautiful to look at. Yes, people will look at you. They will say, oh my God, what a beautiful person. And then they will go on with their life. But the people who really stuck to my memory, these are the ones who made me feel something. The ones who motivated me. The ones who made me feel seen, heard, and loved. These are not the people who were the most beautiful. I see beautiful people a lot. I think to myself, oh wow, beautiful person. And I move on with my day. That's it. Focus on the skills you can develop to feel more beautiful, to bring more beauty into other people's life, to be a good person, to help other people. Everyone can contribute something, okay? Everyone. Comparison kills art, it kills creativity, it kills your whole soul. No one else's beauty can take away a part of your own beauty, okay? Your beauty is going to exist nonetheless, and no one can take this away from you. No one but yourself. If you choose to take your own beauty away from you by thinking that another person is more beautiful than you, and by feeling so bad about the fact that you subjectively think that this person is better than you, this is when you sabotage yourself. Just imagine, like, some of the world's greatest artists, okay, like Van Gogh and stuff, they say, I don't make art anymore because there's, I don't know, Da Vinci, and he makes so much better art. Just imagine, okay? Imagine that all these people, these famous people, artists, singers, whatever, decided to not do what they love anymore, or to not show themselves up to the world anymore, because there's already someone better. There's already someone doing it. There's already someone who's more beautiful. It doesn't matter. You could be the most beautiful, most talented person for someone, but you are not going to believe that you are beautiful and you are worthy and you are talented unless you believe it yourself. Like the amount of people who told me things about myself when I was still struggling with myself, I thought they would lie to me. They said things to me and I was like, this is a lie. There's no way that this person can think that. I thought they were like making things up until I realized, oh my God, I don't believe them because I don't believe myself. And if I don't believe myself to be beautiful, to be talented, to be successful, there is no amount of people on the outside who can convince me otherwise. Why do you give out so much energy to the external world? People comment on my videos sometimes, they're like, oh my God, you live in your like your own reality. Yes, I do. I do, because I said that when I cut someone off, they don't exist for me anymore. They are dead to me. And someone commented, you live in your own reality. This is delusional. Yes, I do live in my own reality because I am allowed to. And in my reality, I feel good about myself. I love myself and I can love others as well. And then I can find them beautiful as well. But their beauty doesn't take anything away from me. This is my reality. You get to create your reality. If you get to create your reality full of jealous or envy thoughts, this is what you're going to attract. And I don't say that jealousy or envy are bad feelings, because they are no bad emotions, okay? All emotions have a right to exist, even the ones who are very negatively connotated, okay? But I don't say repress this emotion or act like you are never jealous or just like suppress it. I say acknowledge this emotion and turn it into something else. So when you feel jealous now, or you feel this feeling of comparing yourself to someone, go against your first instinct. You go to that person and you tell them you are beautiful. This is nothing you would normally do. You would maybe think, okay, it's going to make me feel even less beautiful. But now what you are going to do is you create a new neuronal pathway for your brain to associate this feeling with this feeling of giving something positive to somebody and getting their gratitude in return. And when some people try to put you into competition with someone like they did to me all the time, don't accept that. Like, if you can't remove yourself from the situation at all, because that's what I do, just say to them, oh yeah, this person is beautiful, this person is so talented. I'm so happy that you acknowledge that and that you see that. And yeah, they can be beautiful and talented on their own, you know? I don't know why you are bringing them up. Make them feel dumb. Make them feel as if their comparison of you to another person is totally out of place, because there's no need of you to be envious or to feel jealous, because you actually, you like other people being beautiful or successful. You are not in competition with them. So people come to me sometimes and they tell me like, oh my God, your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is so ugly. And I think, oh, do you think that? Okay, why do you think that? She's beautiful for someone, you know? Everyone is beautiful for someone. Every being, even the ones you think, oh my God, this person is ugly, this music is ugly, this art is ugly, someone on this world sees beauty in it. And that's really the key to beauty. You have to see the beauty in the whole world in order to see it in yourself. If you don't pick up a flower and you see the beauty in it, if you don't observe animals and you don't see the beauty of it, if you don't eat fruits and see the beauty of a fruit, how are you supposed to find the beauty in you? You need to see the beauty in the easy things, okay? Like the whole universe with all of the galaxies and stars and planets, you are a part of this universe. You are not just an observer, like a part that was taken away to this planet to observe it all. You are a part of this universe. The same being, the same God, the same universe, whatever you believe in, that created the stars and Milky Ways and galaxies, created you. Your existence alone is beautiful. Your existence alone. The fact that you are here on Earth and you can exist and you can express yourself and you are individually unique is beautiful. There is no other being like you. Even if you have a twin, they are not like you, because your soul is what makes you unique, okay? You all need to do mirror work. You need to stand in front of the mirror and say to yourself, you are so beautiful. I'm so thankful that you're here. I love you so much. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for, I don't know, okay? Talk to yourself and look at yourself while saying these things. and have this feeling of gratitude of, oh my God, I love this person that I'm seeing in the mirror right now. I really love her or him or whatever. I love this person with my whole heart. Before you give all your love away to someone else who's maybe not even appreciating it, give that love to yourself. Always refocus on yourself, okay? Always refocus on yourself. If you feel that you are focusing too much on someone else in a negative way and it makes you feel bad, refocus on yourself. The only thing you can control is your response to the external things. And the only thing you can control is how you choose to react. And if you teach your brain, because you have to be the master of your brain, this is what really happens. You have to be the master of your brain. If you teach your brain that its first instinct of feeling jealous, of feeling envious, because these are like human instincts, is wrong and it's not going to make you act on that, on the long run, your brain will realize this and you will going to react differently than you did before or than you do now. You are teaching your brain how to deal with these situations. And every time you try to react in a positive way is another vote for the new you are going to create, for the higher being of yourself. But also every time you're going to react in a negative way, it's also a vote for the negative part of you. What you focus on multiplies, okay? So you want to focus on positive reactions, positive feelings, positive self-talk. Thank you for watching my video, guys. I love you and take care of you. She loves me. I love her as well. I can't kiss her because I have a lip gloss on. My lips would be full of hair. Can be something so cute. I'm angry that I can't kiss her. I'm going to remove my lip gloss.